payroll's been big for quite a while since LeBron came back. Because well, the big selling point, besides LeBron, you could play in Cleveland, is Dan Gilbert saying, I will spend. Mm-hmm. And you will always have the biggest contract I could possibly give you. Because LeBron, until he came to Cleveland, had never been the highest paid player on his team. When he played in Miami, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron all made the same thing. Mm-hmm. And when he was in Cleveland, he was a younger player, and there usually was an older player who made a little bit more.
So you got LeBron James here by saying that's what we're going to do is spend, and that's exactly what Dan Gilbert's done.
He's been doing that all the way along. And the question this year, when things went poorly and LeBron could conceivably leave, is would he do it again?
Okay.
And that's exactly what he did. And so people look at this and say, this just makes no sense. Forbes, which does estimates, and that's what they are, believes that the Cavs are probably the only NBA team that's going to take a severe financial hit last year and again this year. So Gilbert's taking the biggest hit. There's a but, though.
What do you mean by that? Because Dan Gilbert has a lot of business entities that he owns. So how does this factor in?
Well, what's he worth?
According to Forbes, he's estimated at $6.4 billion.
Is that how many? Is it a B or an M?
It's a B.
It's a big B.
Yeah.
$6.4 billion. So if Dan drops $50 million or $80 million on the Cavs, he doesn't care.
Okay.
Because he explained all this to me not long after he bought the team. This is the first time he had LeBron. He said it's synergy. If you watch a Cavs game or listen to it, there are commercials for Quicken Loans, the casinos. He has a company called Fathead. He has all these real estate holdings up in Detroit. That's what he wants. And the people that say, well, Dan, I heard this, well, Dan wouldn't mind LeBron leaving because their payroll will go way down. He knows what life's like when you don't have LeBron James. The 4 years LeBron was gone, the Cavs had, over that period, the worst record in the NBA. Nobody cared if it was playing Quicken Loans Arena or not. But the way he looks at it, one of his sayings is a penny saved is just a penny. And it's kind of a flip remark, but you know, it's kind of how he looks at businesses. The other thing is, like in these deals, it gets so complicated. But the NBA allows you to like add up to $5 million to make trades work, just in cash. They did the whole $5 million on these deals just to make them roll through.
Okay.
They wrote checks. They picked up a couple players who were good players, but they were considered too rich contracts for the other teams. George Hill, who they brought in from Sacramento, very solid guard, makes $20 million this year. Franco is shocked. Why is he making $20 million? This guy's just above average, you know.
Yeah.
The average NBA player makes about $7 million. You know, I figured he'd be at 10 or 11, but Sacramento signed him for $20 million, and then 5 months later go, why do we give him all this money? Mm-hmm. So he makes $20 million this year, $19 million next year. So they were just looking to dump him somewhere. Nobody wanted him. They're, quote, overpaid, but they're still good players. And besides, our season is going down the toilet, and LeBron could go right with it if we don't do something now. I mean, Amanda, my feeling is if they get back to the Eastern Conference Finals and win that, and then they go to the NBA Finals, I don't think LeBron's going anywhere.
Really?
I just don't. Do you really want to go to the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, the LA people, all that, which is a horrible team this year, mm-hmm. and try and run into Golden State or the Houston Rockets, who are better teams in the second round?
So for Dan Gilbert, the cost of winning can't be too high.
It gives him that business cachet. Because he's got LeBron, he's got an NBA team, and he's got a team in the finals. You know, even Bill Gates can't say that.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.